Yo, what's good? It's DJ Discourse here. On the line with me is Dreek London. What's good, man? How you doing?
What's going on? What's going on?
Chilling, man.
Man.
So, I know you're based in Raleigh. As a kid, you spent a little bit of time up in New York. Tell me what's going on in Raleigh. Give me an idea of what's going on with the hip hop there.
Man, Raleigh's a cool place. There's a lot of dope guys, man. We're slowly coming up. You know, we got anything from rock, rap. You know what I'm saying? It lives here. It's quiet. A lot of people don't really know about it, but a lot of guys is coming up out of the city, man. It's a real cool place to be at times.
Okay, that's what's up. And what kind of, like, as far as the hip-hop, what kind of vibe is going on there? I mean, can you, like, compare the sound and the style to what's going on in other places?
Yeah, it's really no one sound, man. Everybody has a different sound, man. Like, you know, it's not just stuck in one category. You know, we got a lot of backpack cats. We got a lot of trap cats. We got a lot of, like, neo-soul cats. So it's not really stuck. I don't even think North Carolina has really found that sound that you can place on them yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, I don't know, everybody, to me, from what I'm hearing, everyone's different. No, none of us here sound alike.
Okay, say that. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm down here in Miami, man, and I kind of hear a similar thing going on here as well. There's a lot of different people with a little bit different things going on, and maybe something mm-hmm. that kind of links it together, but so I definitely understand what you're saying with that. So let's get to the real point of why I reached out, contacted with you. I recently came across this new EP, the Peyton and Kemp EP. It came out in December. You worked with Unique Music. So tell the listeners about the EP and how it came together and a little bit of that background.
Oh, yeah, the EP I did with I got a crew down here called DLC Music Group. It stands for Dreams of Children. And Unique is one of the in-house producers. I was working on a project with DJ Samaj out of Tacoma at the time, and, you know, we was all sitting in the studio, me, Unique, and a few other guys, and I was just going over tracks. I work on, like, a bunch of projects at one time, so I was going through beats for my album, Return of Malice, and we was all sitting around, and Unique just got quiet. He wasn't playing anything, and then he dropped, like, five beats, and I went crazy. I was like, we have to do the project. So we didn't know I was still doing a process of Gordy or not, and I just stopped that. I was, like, three tracks in and started recording for Peyton and Kemp. The name came about is one of my partners, Majestic, which we kept sitting there brainstorming, but we wanted to do some duos. And so we were just throwing out names, and Peyton and Kemp came up. But, you know, when they were playing, I was young. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really know much about Peyton and Kemp. So I went back, I did my research, and I found out it was, like, a great duo. You know, underrated, but yet talented.
Uh-huh.
So we stuck with the name.
Okay, that's what's
up. As far as the music goes, it's just me just talking about situations going on at the time. No, that's about it.
Yeah, okay. Let me follow up on that kind of theme about duos, because something that I really like about hip-hop lately in the last, like, 5 years or so seems is there's a big trend going back towards that duo and producer project, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ninth Wonder has been doing that, you know, like, his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you worked with Unique on this one particularly. You know, I talked to a lot of artists on my show with the same thing. So, you know, you want to talk about that a little bit and maybe, you know, was there something about Unique? I mean, obviously y'all had a relationship going back a little ways, but why do you mm-hmm. think that's coming about now lately?
Because you just find that one that has that sound, man. I don't know, like, Unique's a little bit different because I've been rolling with Unique for a long time, like, since high school. You know, this is our second EP together. You
okay.
know, the first one we did in 2010 called The Death Sound. He's just been around forever, man. He knows what I like. He knows what I can rap on. He knows, you know what I'm saying, what sample to use, what pattern to lay down. So when we get in the studio, it's just that chemistry. So I will always keep him around just because he knows what I want. I think that's what a lot of rappers do, man. They find that one producer and they don't want to do a project where nobody has that sound that they're going for, so just take the one guy.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
That's my first opinion.
Okay. So, you know, speaking of he knows what sound you like and what you can get on and whatnot, let me flip that a little bit and ask you, what kind of artists are you really digging right now? Like, what do you listen to lately? As far as new artists or less, you know, less established ones, not really the artists mm-hmm. who go back, but who are coming up now, you know, who are you into?
You know, I listen to a lot of cats. I listen to Fresh Daily, King Veda, one of Stally's artists from BCG. I'm a huge Wale fan. I listen to, you know, Currency, a list of others, man. You know, Fashion,
mm-hmm.
Dom Kennedy. Like, I'm saying, a lot of up-and-coming cats. And if you even want to switch to a different sound, like Satisfaction's dope. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff that's coming up, man. I think we're at a point, Action Bronson, you know, it's a lot. I think we're at a point right now where hip-hop is really, not just hip-hop, music is coming back, too, I'm saying, is in a form that I really enjoy. So there's a lot of people here now that I like.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. So earlier you really mentioned that you have a lot of mixtapes. You said like 10 to 13 or something floating around out there. So I was going to ask about that, about when you started performing. I know I was reading a little bit about you kind of getting into the performance and everything in high school as far as organizing and promoting maybe. So tell me about that. Like when did you start getting into doing the performances and everything like that?
Man, I've been performing for a while, man. You know, I talent shows and stuff, but I really didn't get into it until I was about 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing, you know what I'm saying, like a little open mics, man, just building my name up out here in the area. And doing those, I hopped on the internet and I reached out to people out of town. So before I was 18, you know, I was rocking. I did Virginia. I did New York. I was in D.C. I was in, you know what I'm saying, just out here grinding by myself trying to perform. And I truly, through all that, I really found a true love in performing, you know what I'm saying? And that, with open mics and all that, brung me doing festivals and opening up for major acts. So it had to have been about, it really all started when I was 17, that one open mic, and I found love from there. But before that, you know, I've done shows, I've been performing since I was 11, but I really didn't get into it until I was about 17.
Right, okay, that's what's up. Any artists that you wanna that you would like to work with coming up in the future?
Yeah, man. Absol, I would love to work with Absol. I still to this day like want to work with NDRE and like Music Soul Child, like, you know what I'm saying, people like that. Like I said, I'm a huge Wale fan. I want to work with Wale. It's a long list, man. But right now I'm just really trying to, you know what I'm saying, build my brand up and, you know, find my sound as an artist. So.
Right. All right. Well,
some time, you know.
All right. Well, I like that you put that little twist on it at the end, because that's my next question is, for your career, like, how do you envision success looking for you? You know, if you look out into the future, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years from now, when you get to a point that you are successful in your own mind, what does that look like? What is that going to feel like?
I don't know. I really don't believe nobody ever finds that point of when they're successful, because they always want it for more. They don't want it to stop. But I just want to be comfortable, man. I don't, you know, I've never been the type of guy to obsess over money or, you know what I'm saying, fame or anything like that. I just want to just follow my passion, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever comes with it, comes with it. But it's going to be a point, you know, when I just see stuff happening, like, you know, me making a freshman cover or me selling out the Lincoln Theater in my city, like, just a lot of little minor things that make me happy. You know, coming back home, my family, you know, saying I'm proud of you. Just being able to, you know, make sure my sister and brothers are straight. That's the type of success I'm aiming for.
Uh-huh, say that. Okay. So last question. It might be kind of a big one, or it might be kind of easy. Sometimes I catch people off guard with it. But, you know, with the state of hip-hop the way it is right now, which, you know, you kind of alluded to, it's in a good spot. You know, you mentioned a lot of different artists with a lot of different sounds, you know, in our conversation. Why should people check you out? What are you bringing to the table that they want to listen to?
I'm going to sound cliche and say I bring a different sound. It's just another story. You know, everybody has a story. Everybody now is all talking about the same thing. They're talking about either mollies and money and drugs like that. And I just want to speak for the less fortunate and the people who really, you know, doesn't care about that stuff. Man, I just think as a whole, it's just a fresh sound. You know, it's me mixing my down south roots with, you know, my northern sound and wordplay. You know, it's just, I think it's something that people will really enjoy if the opportunity presents itself where I pop. I think people enjoy it just off those reasons. So.
Okay, rock the mic, man. So, Drake London, man, your new EP is called Peyton and Kemp. It's all produced by Unique Music. I appreciate you talking with you, man. You gonna come back next time you got something dropping?
Most definitely, man. I definitely stay in contact with you. I appreciate you for reaching out, man, and I'm glad you felt it, man.
Absolutely, man. All right, good to talk to you. Yo, thanks for coming by.
No problem, bro.